And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues 4 hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th in the attack, and at least 210 Palestinians have died in Gaza strikes. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the 4 hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in 2 separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of 3 parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. The UN says more aquatic animals were farmed than fished in 2022. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a United Nations report, the total global volume of fish, shrimp, clams, and other aquatic animals that are harvested by farming has topped the amount fished in the wild from the world's waters for the first time ever. The global catch and harvest brought in more than 185 million tons of aquatic animals in 2022, the most recent year for which statistics are available. Experts say the milestone in human history had been expected, as the hauls from fisheries have largely stagnated over the last 3 decades, largely because of limits in nature. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden is in Paris, where he's being honored with a state visit Saturday by French President Emmanuel Macron. Biden says France was America's first ally.
France is our first ally, and that's not insignificant. The fact of the matter is, you were with us to help us secure our freedom, and we're with you 170 years later, to do the same. And ever since, we've remained united, unyielding, as well as unwavering in our partnership. That's what democracies do.
The leaders are aiming to show their partnership on global security issues and ease past trade tensions. Real-world mileage standard for new vehicles is rising to 38 miles per gallon in 2031 under a new Biden administration rule. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's up from about 29 miles per gallon this year. According to requirements released by the National Highway Safety Administration, the final rule will increase fuel economy by 2% per year for model years 2027 to 2031 for passenger cars, while SUVs and other light trucks will increase by 2% per year for model years 2029 to 2031. The administration says the new standards will save almost 70 billion gallons of gas through 2050. I'm Shelley Adler.
Serbia's populist president has called for peace and harmony in the Balkans, even as he and the Bosnian Serb separatist leader organized a large nationalist gathering that featured calls for, quote, unity of all Serbs in the region. Such messages have raised eyebrows in neighboring states. The, quote, all Serb assembly with a slogan, one people, one gathering, included thousands of Bosnian Serbs and those who traveled to the Serbian capital, Belgrade, from neighboring countries like Montenegro and North Macedonia. The meeting came only weeks after the UN General Assembly voted to designate July 11th as an International Day of Reflection and Commemoration of the 1995 genocide of more than 8,000 Bosnian Muslims killed by Bosnian Serb forces. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.